One of the big advances in science was classification. Organisms could be classified as one thing, like a mammal, or another, like a fish. Cells also could be classified as coming from one biological system or another, etc. And Washington University pain researchers have found that maybe that thinking needs to change. Principal investigator D.P. Mohapatra says when it comes to pain, most people thought,
if we are targeting the nervous system, everything has to be within the nervous system. But it's not. It's actually how other cells, like immune cells, which are within every organ in our body, those are the ones which are actually deciding here in a chronic pain condition.
Mohapatra's laboratory has been working with an investigational drug, testing it in cell cultures and in mice, trying to figure out how it might block pain. The drug, known as EMA-401, helped patients who were being treated for lingering pain following shingles. The researchers who did that study reported that the drug was inhibiting pain through angiotensin type 2 receptors, which are related to receptors affected by blood pressure drugs. A number of previous studies reported that these receptors were on nerve cells. So when Andrew Shepard from the Mohapatra lab started to take a closer look at how the drug might work, he took nerve cells from mice and put them into a culture dish. Then he added angiotensin to see what would happen.
The prevailing idea before we started this work was that this angiotensin receptor was there on nerves and that this drug must be doing something directly to sensory nerves to change their behavior that would explain the pain relief.
Except,
so when we did those experiments and we have our sensory nerves in a culture dish and we put angiotensin onto them, nothing happened as far as we could tell. We tried every which way that we could to look at these nerves to see what they did in response to angiotensin. And we couldn't find any indication they were doing anything, suggesting that the receptor wasn't there.
Eventually, after a series of experiments, Shepard added specific immune cells called macrophages to the mix in the culture dish.
So you've got two different types of cells now in this dish. You've got your sensory nerves and the macrophages alongside. So what happens now if we repeat this experiment and administer angiotensin, we start to see the neurons behaving differently over time. It looks like they're getting a bit more excitable.
Shepard and Mohapatra found that the drug helps relieve pain by activating receptors on macrophages rather than on the nerve cells that carry pain signals.
Activation of this angiotensin type 2 receptor on macrophages produces oxidative stress condition. And that oxidative stress is kind of a cell damage sensing signal, which is then sensed by a receptor in the sensory neurons. And that's how this pain is transduced.
The new findings are published in the Journal of Neuroscience. I'm Jim Dryden.